Thursday, March 24, 2016. Good evening, good day, everybody. I'm Dave Guerra, and this is The Daily Dave. How are you? Today's Thursday. It's Training Thursday. It's the first of what I hope will be a long series of many, many online training events that I want to do on Thursdays. And so that's why I'm calling it Training Thursday. So let's get into it real quick. Today I want to talk about phone etiquette. See, I've been noticing this very, very disturbing trend, and it's through nobody's fault. It's got a lot to do with what we tacitly approve, what we allow, and most of all, what we don't correct. As leaders, as business owners, as managers, this applies to us. And it also, well, we're also creating those new managers, those new leaders, and in doing so, we're allowing them to just continue what shouldn't be continued at all. And that's people answering the company or the business telephone like they are answering their own personal cell phone. That's right. I mean, I even heard somebody, I'm not joking, I heard somebody say, "What?" That's how they picked up the phone, the company phone, and said, "What?" Now, they might have seen the caller ID and saw the name and knew who it was, but again, it's still a business phone, and "What?" is not the answer. Definitely not the answer. So, just here's some quick tips that I want to just share to you and maybe pass along to your staff, or if you answer the phone for your organization. You already probably know this, but you know what? It does not hurt to be reminded. It definitely does not hurt to, you know, kind of look at it or say somebody else is noticing. Because, folks, everybody on the other end of the telephone notices. I promise you that much. So let's get started. Let's look at the phone. You're going to answer the phone. It doesn't matter whether the caller ID says who it is or if there is no caller ID. I know, it's 2016. But it doesn't matter who's on the other end of the line. Just before you answer the phone, put a smile on your face. Immediately put a smile on your face. Trust me, people on the other end can definitely hear a smile. You can hear it. You can just hear it. Then clearly say hello, the name of your organization, followed by your name. And then you close with a, "How may I help you?" It's that simple. Hello, the name of your organization, your name, and how may I help you? Now, if they tell you they're looking for somebody, if they're looking for somebody that's not you, obviously, because they're looking for somebody else, then ask them to please hold while you contact the caller they're looking for. While you contact the person the caller is looking for. There we go. I do apologize. Trying to be clear and slow, and that's what happens. But again, ask them to please hold. Tell them you're going to put them on hold for just a second while you get who they're looking for. Then, if they're not there, you know they're not there for some whatever reason, it doesn't matter. Be prepared. Always be prepared to take a message. See, unfortunately, I'd say about seven or eight times out of ten, when I say, "Well, can I leave a message?" they say, "One moment." And you know what they're doing. They're scrambling for a pen. They're scrambling for a notepad. Seriously, have that stuff ready, especially, I mean, just have it right by your phone. It doesn't matter. Now, if your organization is one of those that says, "No, enter it right to the computer," again, you don't want to waste the caller's time. And that's really what it is not to waste the caller's time. Get them in and out as quickly as possible from your station, whether it's you take the message and they leave or you pass them on. But do not waste the caller's time. Have a notepad, have paper, plenty of paper, pencils, or pens, plural, always more than one, or one of each, or it doesn't matter, but always have more than one writing utensil. Always, because you don't know when that ink's going to run out or the lead's going to break. Now, unless you have one of those pink message pads that have all the lines you got to fill in and the boxes you fill in, always, unless you have one of those, always just right off the bat, date and time, right across the top, date and time, and then who it's for, and then who's calling, then a quick message. And always ask, "Is this time sensitive?" And then repeat back all the information. And it's okay to ask for the caller to spell words or names that you do not understand. Also, something else. Never tell people that others are out. If someone's calling and they're looking for somebody, don't tell the caller that that individual's out for a two-week vacation. If the caller really truly needed to know, he would have known. Okay, but take a message. That's why you ask, "Is it time sensitive?" Because if it is time sensitive, then the boss can get back to that individual. Or the boss's boss can get back to that individual. Ask if it's time sensitive. Now, speaking of the boss, unless it's the boss everybody else is going to have to settle for the individual they're looking for is not available. Seriously, that's it. That's the deal. Now, again, there's certain times, certain situations where you know they're not available because they're doing something that they cannot be disturbed. Again, you're not lying. And the same thing with their being on 2-week vacation. They are not available. You don't have to give out more information than that. But, again, ask if it is time sensitive. Now, if they call back tomorrow and that individual's still not there, then you know what? Pass it on to the boss without a doubt, without delay. Or get with the boss and see how he or she wants that situation handled. Communicate with everybody. Because, again, folks, that's the key to all of this. And, again, just recapping, answer the phone with a smile. Clearly say your name, your organization, say hello, obviously, and close with how may I help you. Be prepared to take messages. Always ask, get as much information as you can. Never tell the caller that the individual's out and for how long they're out. And always say, you know, they're not available when they're not available. And it's just that simple. And don't forget, if it's time sensitive, move it to the boss. Let's see. Okay, well, what about solicitors and rude callers? What to do about them? Well, you know what? That's going to be on the next Training Thursday. This is the first one. I hope you like it. If you do, let me know down below. And if you don't, let me know down below either way. Because, again, that's how we get better, through comments, feedback. And I am asking for yours. So until tomorrow, I'm Dave Guerra. This has been the Daily Dave's #TrainingThursday.